Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, The Drive is live, and as you see, Paul Gallant is in the building, and that mustache, I'm telling you, Doug. I mean, I'm telling you, like, I'm
creeping
felt,
you out.
Nah, man, I get a real 86 Mets feel. Like, like Gary
minus
Carter
the
is rolling. Yeah, no, hell no. Minus, shoot, I see some white on your lip. Hell, minus the cocaine, my ass. That's a part of it. That's a part of it. Like, I feel like going Kevin Mitchell and growing my mustache out to match. You got the Gary Carter feel. Who was it? Ray Knight. Yeah, they all used to have them big ass mustaches. It's a beaut though.
Thank you.
As they would say it is strong, but you can't take away the cocaine. Black Greg. Wait, Rudy T is dead. No. Like living. I said living grave. Like rolling around in his living grave, looking to check. No, Rudy is still with us. I want to make that very clear.
He is still with us.
He is still.
I saw him at an LTFO a couple of weeks, months ago. Okay. Yeah, he just sat down next to me. I was like, holy crap, it's Rudy T.
There you go. But Paul Gallant's in the building. Clint is out. He'll be back tomorrow. T. Mill in that Victory Monday T-shirt. I see it right there. There you go. It's a good day here in Houston. And listen, I'm going to come off of the Davis Mills thing. I just – are you – like, they're going now, Paul. See, he's a legend from yesterday.
I have a higher bar.
Is that a bit strong?
We both
a bit strong here.
We both have a high bar for legend, and normally I would say he's not a legend, but that moment is legendary, as I see Brandon Scott is saying.
That. Yes, the moment is legendary.
But I'm going to take it further because, Ron, I just want
like
to be happy. I want to be happy the next 3 hours, so how about for the next 3 hours?
He's a legend.
Davis Mills is a legend.
Okay.
We turn the page to Tuesday, we reset.
Text line coming in. Gallant's got a real Ron Jeremy look going. I love it. Everywhere, huh? There you go. Big Ron. The first time I saw Ron, all of Ron, caught me off guard. There you go, if you know what that means. All right, let's do that, because you can jump in here too. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. We got a guest in the building. I'll give my thoughts here in a second, but the guest is in the building. Just your takeaway, your feeling, Paul Gallant watching that game. And as it ended, your feeling from that?
I wanted to change the channel so many times.
Very fair.
I mean, I don't blame anybody who went home early.
We'll talk about that.
I don't blame anyone who changed the channel. This was a tough watch. And if I wasn't subbing in for Clint today, and if I wasn't doing Channel 11 last night, I 100% would have changed the channel to watch my favorite team growing up playing the only tough game on their schedule. Instead, I stuck with it. I do not know how things turned around the way that they did after all of the bad that happened in those first three quarters, Ron. So while I want to nitpick a lot, I think that generally my first thoughts are always the empty part of a glass. And I am going to try my hardest for the next 3 hours to not let myself get down on the special teams, that Davis Mills interception, the drop snaps,
hold on, the many penalties.
I'm not going to get
hold
on them.
Hold on, Paul. Tyler, my man just said, hey, I'm going to do everything I can to keep this thing positive and not talk about. And then he promptly went and started listing all of those things.
See, there was a lot of negative to list.
He started listing.
He ain't wrong.
He went and started listing them. You can't. No, forget it. Move at it. Get to it. You just, you did, when you do the finger.
If you're on YouTube and Twitch, when you start doing the finger, you start counting them out. Come on, man.
I'm not even done with the list, and that's why I it's a tough one to look back at.
You're not going
to
do it. You're not going
to
pull it off.
There's more negative to get to. What are they doing on the offensive line? What are they doing at returner?
You're doing it. There we go.
These special teams are brutal, but they pulled this off, and I think more than anything, Ron, the Texans never win this game, ever. It doesn't matter who they're playing. This could be the Chiefs. It could be the Jaguars. It doesn't matter. When they are down big at the end of the game, they do not come back and win. This is their biggest fourth quarter comeback ever, 19 points. And this is their biggest comeback since the first game of the 2013 season, where there were sky-high expectations for the Texans after 2011 and 2012, where they were down big against the then San Diego Chargers. They came back and they won. They won the next game, then they lost 14 in a row. This is a massive moment for this team to stay alive. It might be nothing more than that, but I think you got to resist the urge for at least a day to nitpick and say to yourself, damn, that was awesome. And if you stuck with it the whole way through, give yourself a pat on the back. You are doing your service. Some would argue doing your time, doing your service, watching that game all the way through. Ron.
Paul's trying to tell people to do things he's not doing. Resist the urge.
Resist the urge. Well, I try to.
When Paul came out with his finger and said,
let me get down 20.
And tell you about that special team, that offensive line, and then said, but I'm not going to try to do it. No, I think a lot of people in that space. And listen, it is. It was. I think we can all be true and just whatever it is, come with your authentic feeling on it. And I think a lot of things can be true. That was something I didn't think they had a chance in hell pulling off. I don't know if I ever thought they would pull it off until they got to first and goal. And I thought from the two, and I thought, all right, damn, they're going to do
starts.
This. And then they go to those false starts, and I said, oh, here we go. Here, it's not. I think I turned to Clint multiple times in the press box. It's not going to end like this, is it? And it just, because it's the worst. It is, because it was setting up, Tyler, and you know how I feel. It was setting up for the, hey, just lose, man. Just keep losing. Don't have your ass kicked where I can go on. And I can go and rake up these leaves, or I could go and go on about the rest of my day at 29-10. Don't reel my ass back here to just break my balls right at the end. Like that's the worst. That's the worst. Like if I'm gonna lose, kick my ass. The worst is we're kicking your ass, and I'm gonna give you a glimmer of hope. More. And I'm glad they were able to finish it off. So y'all don't check out either over the next couple of weeks. That for selfish reasons, right? So,
same
but
here.
But it is an amazing performance that they put forth, and I agree with D'Amico when he said nobody blinked, and they stayed the course and found a way and kept pushing despite their deficiencies they had across. And I would just go along with what you're saying. I would like to give a round of applause. I will stand up. Get off your ass, Tyler. I will stand up. Paul, you're here. I will stand up. I want to give a round of applause. This is to the players. The players from Davis to Juice Scruggs to that guy number 62 to Trent Brown to Nico Collins to Jalen Noel, who they just. I don't know if they want to play you or not. They
Forget
seem like they just
them.
Don't want to play you. You make a big play. Sit down! All of you. The defense, everybody. I give this to the players because they deserve so much credit because I'm just going to keep it real. By the way, D'Amico Ryan's the coach's show coming up right behind us, so stay tuned for that. Now I got that out the way. The coaching staff led by D'Amico Ryan's did not put their players in a good chance to win this game. They didn't. Now, you might say that I'm hating or tell me to go back to Kansas City or wherever you think I'm from. Who cares? Again, I pay taxes. I coach Little League. I raise money in this town. I've been here almost 6 years. No, you kiss my ass. And by the way, all my neighbors are from different places, just like a lot of people are in this
That's
city.
That's what this city is, baby.
Anyhow, now that I got it off my chest. Anyhow, they came in
with everything on the line, this is it. We cannot get to 3-6. We have got to stay alive. And they said, let's bring in three offensive linemen that have not played this season. They came in and said, let's bring in Jared Patterson. Center, nope. Move him over to guard. Bet. All right. No Titus, no Ed Ingram. All right, we've been rotating Lakin Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs all season. They've been going back and forth and back and forth. You get a turn. You get a turn. You get a turn. Game on the line. Gotta have it. Neither one of them are playing. All right, who they bring in? Some cat off the practice squad. I have gone to, I would say, 85% of the training camp practices, Paul. I have covered this team. I've looked at this depth chart. Maybe not the way that Brandon Scott or DJ Bieniemy or Jonathan Alexander or John McClain, the way they have, or hell, maybe even you, Paul. But I've never seen that person, number 62, in my life.
I'm still not 100% sure how to pronounce
name. We were, what is it? Tyler knows it. Tyler's a
side-eye sound?
Is it?
62 sounds right to me.
We are scrambling in the press box. Who is this? Who is this person? He proceeded to get his ass kicked all six plays that he was in there. And finally, at least they said, we got to take his ass out. And then Juice
Scruggs. Put another Patriot in.
Shout out to Juice Scruggs. Because I'm going to tell you this, Juice, I know your football career might have been ended if you did this. But if Juice Scruggs said, nah, man, I'm good. Y'all got it. I ain't going in. Y'all going to just pull a practice squad dude up here to start over me when I got an opportunity. Nah, I'm good. But he didn't. He went in there and he played hard and did what he needed to do. Blake Fisher. You've been playing all season long. They just pulled this dude with a bad patella and hadn't practiced, hadn't played a preseason game. Here, you got that right tackle spot. Hey, we want to keep you in there so you can do your little jumbo package because we couldn't do anything else, right? Yes, a man would rather be the jumbo package guy than the right tackle. No, it's silliness.
What is
silliness.
That voice?
I don't know. Just
I like it.
Over.
I like it.
Over. But even through that, they withstood that. And they fought through it. Davis Mills was set up for failure, and they fought through it. And he came back and played in a way that I didn't know he could play and do stuff that I. So, again, to the players, to fight through your coach is not putting you in the best position to win, that's something else. That's something else what they pulled off. Shout out to them. Now, I will say, D'Amico does get credit for establishing that from the jump.